This is KTWH, and I'm Katya Gordon with you on a weekly check-in with Greg Ruberg, Lakeview Hospital and Clinic Director. And we do this every Friday morning at 10:30 during the COVID pandemic. Thank you, Greg, for calling in as per usual.
Good morning.
Good morning. So here we are, well over a month into our weekly check-ins. What would you like to focus on this morning?
Well, I think there's some new news that was released this week regarding testing across Minnesota, and I can share some details on that.
That would be great.
So, last week, the governor had continued to update his goal for COVID-19 testing across the state. You know, at one point it was 5,000 a day, and then it was up to 8,000 a day, and it continues to increase. And so one of the things that the Minnesota Department of Health has worked on is trying to get testing sites stood up across the state of Minnesota. And their goal is to have a testing site within 1 hour of anybody, 98% of Minnesotans. So I think that's a pretty aggressive goal.
Yeah. Wow. And so I guess testing, maybe let's just hear a little bit about, like, a test is not just a quick lick a tab or do something. And I mean, a testing, what does it take to have a testing site?
Yeah, so from last week, we've actually increased from 115, they call them collection sites. So
okay.
Last week across the state, there were 115, and this week we're at 183 sites that are listed all on the MDH website.
Hmm.
And again, like I mentioned, 98% of Minnesotans are now within 1 hour of a collection site. So that's been the goal, is to have it, you know, timely testing and close and efficient for
right.
people to go to. And so when we talk about the testing, that's actually the collection of the specimen where we use a swab to up the nose to test, and then we send it off to various labs for processing. And so we use the Mayo Clinic as one. We use Hennepin Healthcare as a second. MDH itself is a site for certain classifications as well.
Okay. And then how soon are we able to find out once you get the test?
Well, we were down to, at one point, approximately 26 to 30 hours, somewhere in there. So we were turning just over a day. But as expected, as we increase the number of tests that are taking place across the state, all of those are going into these same labs. So, you know, we're seeing now, again, back to that anywhere from, you know, 1 to 3 days, probably at the farthest out,
yeah,
for results to come back to us.
Okay. And can you explain to listeners, you know, why is testing so critical to managing the virus?
Yeah, so when we first started down this process 6 or 8 weeks ago, there was a lot of discussion about, you know, the shelter-at-home or stay-at-home order was really designed around allowing hospitals to prepare surge plans. So, you know, we talked about this a number of times, to tier 1, 2, and 3 surge plans.
Yeah.
Also to really create more ICU beds and ventilator beds. That work was very successful. So hospitals across the state have been able to respond. We had the time to do that. So that part went well. Now the second phase of this is really around the testing. And so we know that to open Minnesota back up statewide, and also to open up our individual communities, we have to test more people. We know that there are more people out in the communities that have been positive for COVID or have had it and recovered than we know about. So when we talk about the current testing on the website at MDH right now, that is what you hear about, is the PCR test. So that's the test to see if you have COVID at the time, or you have symptoms, or have the virus. And the key around that is really minimizing the spread of COVID. So it's isolating those patients in their homes for a proper period of time, so they're not out spreading it to other people in the grocery store, or the gas station, or other places.
Right. Right. So more tests doesn't mean anyone can just go get a test. You need to have a directive to go get a test. You need to have symptoms still, I'm assuming?
Well, that's what just recently changed. So What now MDH has said, the guidelines are, we can test any symptomatic patient. And so that is very different than what we've talked about over the last month. Previous
right.
to that, it was kind of priority categories of healthcare workers, patients, skilled nursing facility residents, and staff. Now it's all symptomatic patients. And I'll talk about some of the challenges with that. But the other part of that is the symptoms that now are associated with COVID have been expanded. So before
okay.
it was the shortness of breath, the fever, you know, those kind of things. Now it's muscle aches, it's diarrhea, it's loss of taste and or smell. And so again, there's just more in fatigue. There's more of those symptoms, which again, it broadens out that pool of who we can test. The challenge is still testing supplies.
Okay. Okay, so do you encourage people now, if they have any of these symptoms, to call the clinic and get permission to go get a test?
Well, we are still recommending that people call the triage lines that we have talked about a number of times on this show, and they're listed on websites for St. Luke's and Ascension as well. So there are local or regional triage lines in their COVID kind of hotlines. When you call into those hotlines, they go through a screening process. And then they make a recommendation about whether you should be tested for COVID or not based on those expanded symptoms. And then one of the things that our system has done for St. Luke's is created a respiratory clinic, and that is up in Duluth in Hermantown. And so we work directly with that hotline and the respiratory clinic for testing. Now, if somebody cannot make the drive down to that respiratory clinic and they want to have testing right here in Two Harbors, that clinic then will coordinate with our clinic, and we'll arrange the testing by appointment here right here in Two Harbors.
Okay. And we are having some testing done in Two Harbors, and most of it is down in Duluth. Is that an accurate statement for what's happening now?
Yeah, the majority of tests are still happening there, and I think just because of the population there and they've had more positive tests, we've been very fortunate here in Lake County. We're still at zero confirmed cases, and so we just haven't had the volume of testing that's happening in other counties around the state because we just haven't had the number of sick people. We are testing on a regular basis here. I know we did some COVID testing yesterday again, and so I continue to hear that, well, there's no confirmed cases because we're not testing, and that's just not true. We are testing, just we're not doing high numbers of testing
right.
Because we haven't had people are sick, and we've also had limited supplies, which is a real challenge for us.
Right. And so, and it sounds like you're hopeful that those numbers will continue to rise, the capacity will continue to rise so that we can, because the more we test, obviously, the more isolated we can keep the virus, which means the more people can be out there and doing their normal things. Is that... I'm trying to just recap all of what you're saying, and there's so many implications from one thing to the next.
Right, and so last week we were asked if we would commit to this MDH testing website, and we just could not do it because we had concerns about the lack of physical test kits that we had in house. So we asked for a couple more days to really continue. We've worked on this every single day, 7 days a week, trying to get more testing supplies. So we were able to get a number of supplies again this week that gives us more supplies in-house to test more people. So it doesn't matter how many we order. We can order 500. We just get an allotment. We might get 50,
okay.
No matter what we order. So, again, because providers across the state have increased their testing, and if you look at the Twin Cities, their testing is just a sheer population challenge there.
Right.
They have more cases and more people, and so we get less tests here where we have zero cases in the county.
Right. So I guess unfortunately, we're all kind of in competition with each other to get these tests, I guess. And, someone has to allot and prioritize still. But surely tests are being made every day, and we'll hopefully just see those numbers continue to rise.
Right. We're certainly moving in the right direction as far as tests. They're getting a little bit easier to get. And we've got strategies on all from private labs to our system partner. I've been communicating with MDH directly. We're on a spreadsheet there for Lake County to get tests. And so I think we're moving. The previous challenge for us and for the state was trying to get the personal protective equipment.
Right.
The masks and the face shields, all of those things. And that has let up a little bit. And again, we have a very good supply at Lakeview just because we haven't had the volume of patients that we've had to use it on. So we've been able to preserve that, which is great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, glad to have a testing update. And now there's been some updates in our stay-at-home order. Just recently, we have already discussed that. I know that isn't necessarily the area where you have to be the expert, but do you have anything to add to what's going to happen between now and May 18th?
Well, yeah, so that stay-at-home order has been extended for an additional 2 weeks. It was set to expire on the 4th. And the rationale behind that, again, is to really expand the testing capacity across the state and get a better handle on that. It's less about the ICU beds and ventilators like it was previous. The other part of that is there's some relaxation on medical services that can be provided to patients. And again, we're in discussions today, and that will continue through the weekend and next week about surgery and procedures. We've put those on hold now since March, and there are more and more patients that just can't wait any longer for specific conditions. So you'll start to see some of those surgeries and procedures resuming across the state. Again, still limited to protect PPE, and we still have to test those patients before surgery, and we still have to use PPE when we're doing those. So we're not, it's not opening it completely back up, but it's moving back to resuming, you know, a number of those things that we just haven't been able to do for a month or 6 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, Greg, thank you very much. This is fun to have an interview that's essentially all about the up and up here. I'm sure it will continue to go up and down with different news and different things happening, but I don't know what keeps you up at night, but any number of these things, I'm sure, has you've been working hard on this for a long time. So thank you for all that you do. And is there anything else before we sign off for this week?
Nope, I think that covers this week's updates, and next week we can talk about how the testing has evolved and the progress that we've made toward more statewide testing.
Great. I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Greg. You take care.
All right, thank you.
That was Greg Ruberg with the Lakeview Hospital and Clinic.